Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, real quick, our buddy Garrett, you hear him on the Steakhouse, and he also covers college football. He hit us up, heard us talking about Georgia Tech, Mike, and he says, guys, Georgia Tech is 4-11 off of a win under Brent Key.
See, that's the thing that I don't think we brought that up with Brent. That's probably a conversation killer. But, yeah, that's the thing about one step forward, two steps back. They're already bowl eligible. But, yeah, if you want to step out of a dugout, lose this game.
If you want
to maybe play on a regular football stadium field, win this game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There are teams that control their own destiny, and this is what we're going to get into here in the 6 o'clock hour, a conversation about Georgia and recruiting and some really good stuff that you'll want to hear. Coming up in less than 20 minutes. But Oregon, guys, they've already qualified for the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State, and we're just looking at the college football playoff rankings. Obviously, if they went out, it's going to be Oregon and Ohio State. Ohio State has one loss. This is what gets interesting.
If Oregon
beats them, now they have two losses, and they fall into this two-loss category, Mike, that right now we're talking about Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, and we keep talking about four teams from the SEC making it. All right, I think four teams also make it from the Big Ten. And with Ohio State being one of those two-loss teams, they're just not going to drop out. Now, Penn State would move up, obviously, because they're probably not playing because they lost to Ohio State for the Big Ten championship. Indiana-Ohio State this weekend only matters because if Ohio State loses, and then you start looking at, all right, who's playing Oregon in the Big Ten, Mike, they're not going to get in if they lose to Oregon, and that would be three losses. So you're talking about losing to Indiana, that'd be loss two, losing to Oregon.
They're not going to lose to Indiana.
I don't think so either, but I'm not counting it out, all right? And I'm just saying there are teams that have their own destiny in their own hands.
Right.
Georgia's not one of them. Georgia is going to play UMass and Georgia Tech and have to wait until all of this in front of them plays out. And that's the crazy thing about this. Alabama, well, they're better than Auburn this year. They are. But I've seen crazier things in the Iron Bowl. These are the games that we've got to wait to see. Miami in the ACC championship game. You probably don't give SMU any chance.
No, I give SMU a five. Against Miami, they play no defense.
So what if they beat them? Then what happens with Miami?
I think they play lip service and does a two-loss. See, the two-loss Miami thing is interesting because their strength of schedule is crap. Their strength of schedule is bupkis. So that's where I'm just – the way I fall on this is if Indiana loses, likely, Georgia, the strength of schedule at some point the committee has to recognize. Or do you feel that, no, strength of schedule, they've already made their decision. Strength of schedule really has not been, no bearing on this. They're not weighting it. Miami, Carl, who's their ranked win? That's correct. Louisville's not in the top 25 and wasn't when they played them.
So if SMU beats Miami, then SMU is the lone ACC team.
You could argue that they're the only one worth it. Clemson, I'm sorry. I mean, do you feel Clemson?
No, I do not.
And Clemson's a brand, and they might give somebody a fight in the lower part of this top 12.
No, I do not.
I just think that it's basically winner take all in that ACC championship game. Miami finishes, by the way, with Wake and Syracuse.
Here's where I'm at with the SEC. What four teams are we talking about? See, Bama fans already think, well, it's going to be us. Okay, well, Bama's the closest thing to playing for the SEC championship game against either Texas or Texas A&M, depending on how that game plays. So a three-loss Bama, if it was to play out that way, is going to be out, which then would mean, Mike, you could potentially have, obviously, Texas with two losses as well. Like, who's that third or fourth team from the SEC that's going to get in?
Well, right now, Ole Miss has got the tiebreaker over Georgia. The strength of schedule advantage goes to Georgia, but we just discussed it. The committee doesn't seem to give a flip about the strength of schedule. They're going head-to-head. You had a bad day in Oxford. That may cost you. You know, because right now, Ole Miss, now your hope if you're Georgia, I would really seriously be a big Gator fan coming up this weekend and hope that DJ Lagway really gets after it. Remember, guys, Ole Miss is in the swamp. This could be huge
for
Georgia.
Could be.
And you just saw what they did to LSU. I think, you know, obviously Ole Miss plays a little bit better defense. And then Ole Miss finishes in the Egg Bowl, of course, with a hapless Miss State. So Georgia wins out and Miss State wins. Ole Miss wins out. Ole Miss is still ahead of Georgia if the strength of schedule don't matter to them.
You know who else is chilling right now? Tennessee. They play UTEP. They finish at Vandy. Vandy's still a good team, and that'll be a fun game to watch. And, yes, it's a rivalry with Tennessee and Vandy and all that, but they're chilling, too, with two losses, Mike, and they're not going to play in the SEC championship game. And guess what? They get to sit back and wait and see how this plays out and go, hey, we beat Alabama. We beat a ranked Oklahoma.
Right.
I mean, like, that's the other part of this. And I'm just saying, and they also beat a 24th-ranked NC State team at the time.
At the time,
season.
Yeah. It was the Mayo Bowl, the preseason game in Charlotte.
But those three ranked teams matter. Like, you can't take it off the resume.
But like I said, guys are hitting us up right now on the text line saying at some point, see, that's the thing. So basically they're just yanking our chain for the first 2 weeks, and no, we're just kidding. Now strength of schedule really matters. No, I don't know. That's what Barbara Dooley was talking about with us. You have no idea what the parameters are. You know, what is the criteria for this thing? Oregon, Ohio State, you know, likely to rematch. Indiana, and this is where it gets interesting. If Indiana loses to Ohio State, their strength of schedule is laughable. They don't deserve to be there.
Well,
but they're in the power. They're in the Big Ten, which is going to get them in.
Yeah, they're going to. But here's the deal. The committee knows that, and they won't be a top five or six seed. They're certainly not going to win the Big 12.
But just to think politically,
yeah.
And let's be honest, there are agendas. The head of this whole thing is a Michigan man, a Big Ten guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling me you want to send Indiana like wolves to the slaughter to Athens in that first round?
Well, being in versus not getting in is better than not being in.
It would certainly, you know, I mean, I imagine the relish Kirby would have to take a swing at Indiana at Athens.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know if – and by the way, for those who don't know, you recuse yourself when your team is – if you are associated with any of these teams, you don't get to sit at the table, and that's the way it should be.
Right.
But I don't think the commissioner is – I don't think Ward is looking at this and saying – Mike, he might. But the reality is you're going to get more teams in anyway. This is why the Big Ten and the SEC have come together and talked about where we're going in the future. They've got 18 teams. You're going to get four teams in.
Right. Now, the other one we've talked a lot about because it's such a great story is Army, U.S. military, West Point. They play at Notre Dame this week. And, again, you wish this game was at West Point, but it's there at South Bend. You give them a fighting chance?
Look, I think if they keep it close in the first half, they got a shot. If Notre Dame comes out, stops Army not once, not twice, maybe three consecutive possessions, then it's going to be a problem because nobody's been able to really do that, Mike. Army has been good enough this year, and defensively, that's the other part. I don't think people realize how good they are defensively. They've been able to stay in these games, but they've also scored. I think that's the philosophy, or at least the way I'm approaching this Army game. Notre Dame should win the game. They're a 14.5-point favorite. There's no reason they should win this game. But I think Army gives them a battle, at least for the first half.
I mean, of all the schools, no disrespect to Boise State, but I mean, if anybody could make it from the little kids' table at Thanksgiving, I would love to see, and for all the reasons I think we get, that Army would be that team.
It'd be great.
And by the way, we forgot to mention, talking about Georgia earlier in the conversation, Greg Sankey weighed in using social media. He goes on Twitter. Greg Sankey says, interesting to read analysis from others as they examine, quote, strength of schedule in college football. Takes a page back from what used to make up part of the BCS, the Sagarin rating. Remember Massey? Everyone's got these different...
For sure.
Because when you and I were talking strength of schedule earlier in the week, the first thing some nerd goes, who are you using? What's your source? Well, the commissioner of the SEC is using ESPN, Massey, and Sagarin. Go away, nerd. Anyway, Georgia comes in at number one strength of schedule. Number two strength of schedule, Alabama.
Okay.
Third, Tennessee. Fourth, A&M. Fifth, Ole Miss. Then Texas. See a trend here? Yeah, SEC, because they play better competition. BYU comes in at 39th ranked, Penn State at 40th, Oregon 41st, Ohio State 47, Miami at 55. The ones that matter to Georgia, Notre Dame 72, Indiana 83rd. Easiest schedule in the country. So, and Georgia's got the number one toughest.
So that is not what you were talking about yesterday.
I was giving you the College Football Network. I gave you three different versions. Here's the one saying, choose your ranking.
Correct.
Either way, the SEC comes out on top, and it's not even close.
All right. What do you guys think? I think there are teams, again, that hold their own destiny in front of them. And those teams are like Texas. Guys, they beat Texas A&M. They're going to be playing in the SEC championship game with one loss. They lose the SEC championship game. That's two losses. I don't think the committee puts them out. I still think they're going to be in, despite what we've talked about with these other two-loss teams. The only team that you're putting in front of them is the team that beat them, Georgia.
Question I have for you is, do you still, as if you're a Georgia fan, you're Kirby. Did you buy with Lane, what we talked about with Lane Kiffin the other day? Do you really care about being in the SEC championship game?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think it helps you necessarily. An extra game. By the way, and not to sound like a,
I'm not going to say you don't care.
Anyone who sound like a dork, but I mean, they could get hurt. You know, yeah. Injuries is one more game where you're going to get hit.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that they don't care. I would just simply say that every coach, if you're worth your value, and Kirby is, wants to be in that game every year, and you want to collect as many of those rings as you possibly can to say we're SEC champs, we own the best division or the best college football conference in the country. But to say where we are currently that it doesn't help you, I don't disagree with you, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's the intent. I just don't. I don't think, again, I've been saying this, you don't go into the season and say, well, you know what, we can be a three-loss team.
Hey, but you know what, let Alabama play Texas. And
we
you
can
just
be a three-loss
let team. Alabama play Texas, and you host whoever loses in the Big Ten, and there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what's going to happen because they are not moving anytime soon.